Okay, so I wanted to just finish up the last point before we get into Chazara Day. We have two more points that I'd like to deal with. Okay, if you have the Ran in front of you, again, the Ran, I quoted the Rambam to say that based on a question that says, how could it be? What was the question of the Ran that led him to say that they were all Daraisa? That was already his. That's true. But what led him to that question? Right. The brighter that says that it's Afa Pishamru Asur Lon Wanush Karis Ela Ochel Vashosivos Mahmavad. And if these Inuim are only midrabanan, Hechi Shayach Lamer Behuv Lo Amru Wanush Karis. They're not even Isuri Darais. Therefore, he concluded from the Shabbaton. We're going to go more into Masura Kachtuv L'Chachamim. We'll do that more on Sunday in Shitas HaRambam. We'll start Shitas HaRambam now also. That it said that all the other Inuim are Dorais. Now, what we read quickly at the end is he said, hold on one second. The end of the Ran said, I have a big problem. My problem is, how can the Gemara later on say, Hatinokot Mutarin B'Kulan, Chutz Minilat HaSandal? And when it says Mutarim B'Kulan, he states that it's talking about Gedolim giving to the Ketanim. Hainu, I'm in the end of the Ran. The Mutar the Gedolim, the older people, L'Rochsan U'Lisochan. The assumption is that it's just for Tanug, because we're not talking about Sakanat Nefashot. Okay? And if that's true, if it's Midoraisa, again, listen to the assumption. First assumption of the Ran. There's a couple of assumptions of the Ran. Okay? Must be it's Daraisa. All the Inuim are Daraisa. Okay? Here's his question. What's his question? How can the Brita say that the Gedolin can feed the Tinoko and do all the other Inuim except for Nilat Sandal? Because, and the assumption number one is for sure it's Lata'anuf. Because, why? If I held one of these things, it's not Sakanas Nefashos. If it's Midoraita, Hei Chishari. If these Inuyim, as we just proposed, according to the Ran and the Rambam, are Doraisa, how can the Gedolim give it over to the Ketanim, as the Ran? V'aktiv, it says in Parshat Shmini, Lo Tochlum. You can't eat this Isser food. And the Gemara learns, not only is it eating, but it's also ta'achilum in the hifil. You can't give lahasir gdolim alaktani. Because of this question, he leaves it off as a tzarech il. So, two major assumptions before we start Chazarah. Number one, the Ran here is assuming like the Shitas HaRashba, as opposed to the Rambam. Okay, and that's why it would be good that this wouldn't be a problem on the Rambam Lashitato. Which assumption is that? What is his whole question number one? What is it all based on? It's based on if it's an Isser D'Oraisa, how can the Papa give the food to the Kata? Therefore, it must be that it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, and since it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, that's why the Gemara on Pei Bet says the Papa's allowed to give it to the Ketanim. That is a machlokes. The Rambam and the Rashban is brought down in Halacha, in Orach Chaim Simen Shin Mem Gimel, that says, is that true? Is that, do we say that the Isser is only an Isser D'Oraisa? Or is the Isser even an Isser D'Rabbanan? Okay? Is it only Nisr D'Oraisa you can't give to the Katan? Or maybe even in Nisr D'Rabbanan? That's question number one. And the Ran here is assuming like the Rashba. Let's get it to read it to you for a second. That must be what? The only reason you can give it to them is because it's the Rabbanu. Because if it's the Oraisa, Asur Lahachil to the Ketanim. I just want to read it to you. here. That is the sheet of the Rashba. It's the sheet of the Rashba. As opposed to the Rambam in Hilchos Malchus Asuros, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Chav Zayin, and this is what's brought down the Halacha. It's Asur, Lahachil Biyadayim, even Dvarim that are Asur Midrabanan. The sheet of the Rambam. So that's, first of all, that's assumption number one. His whole proof, it's a Rashba in Gittin, I have the Rashbas here if you want to see it. Okay? His whole proof of the whole question is what? Only, it must be, it's an Issa Rabbanan. Because if it's an Issa Doraisa, how could you be Ma'achil? Now, that in itself is an assumption that the Ran is going like the Rashba. Because the Rambam, as I said, in Malchus Asura says that there's an Issa to be Ma'achil even if it's the Rabbanan. Going to the next step. But now, how does the Rambam answer this question? Because the Rambam himself says even in Issa the Rabbanan. Remember, the Ran leaves it as a tzarachim. How can you say that if it's an Isser Doraisa, that's lo tochlum? How can the Brita say, and with this we'll wrap up this part of the Ran, and then we'll start the Rambam on Sunday, we'll do Chazara today. But this is a question I want to answer. Okay, again, what was the question? The question that the Ran said is, I have a bond question. How can you say it's Doraita? We know that what? The Gedolim are not allowed to feed the Ketanim. According to the Rambam, even in Isuri Derabbanan. So for sure in Isur Doraisa. So how could the Breitan, Pei Bet, say that what? Tinokot Mutarim Bekulan, which the Gemara says that's the Gedolim given to the Ketanim, except for Nilat Sandal. If it's Asur Biadayim to give to the Ketanim. So I want to give two approaches, and then we'll start Chazar. Okay, there are probably four or five approaches to answer this question. We'll give two really nice approaches. One approach I gave you was in the Birkat Avraham that I gave you. That, if you have it in front of you, great. If not, I'm going to tell it to you. You'll see it inside. And this we'll see in the language of the Rambam also, which is, what are the Inuyim? Comes back to our major question. What is the source? How do you understand the Inuyim? What is the source? So the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, we're going to read all the Rambams in depth. Please God on Sunday. But the Rambam Perek Aleph, yeah, it's this one. Okay, I'm in the Birkas Avraham now. Okay, the first one that I gave you. I've given out the first Birkas Avraham. I've given out two pages of the Birkas Avraham. The first one I gave out is with Shitas Rashi. It's page one. If you don't have it, come to me, I'll give it to you later. The Rambam says, Mitzvah lishpot mikol elu kederech sheshovet miachila ushtiyah shene'emar Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat le'inyan achila v'shabbaton le'inyon yanim elu. The Birkas Avraham gives a tremendous answer. He says that the Ran assumes, you know what the Inuyim are? The Inuyim is it's a lav, an Isser lav. It's the pasuk, the language, very, very important principle here. The principle is, when it says Shabbat Shabbaton, is that a positive language or a negative language? Positive language. What we would call a mitzvah aseh. Okay? So now, there's a thing in halacha, there's a concept in halacha called either what's called a lav haba michlal aseh, the other formulation is called an Isser aseh, which means, the Torah chose, for whatever reason, to cloak this Isur in a positive language. Shabbat Shabbaton. The Ran understood, even though it says that it's in a positive language, Shabbaton, stop, do not do these Inuyim. The Ran understood, this is what we call a lav, haba michlal aseh, a negative prohibition that emanates, even though the Torah says it in a positive language, it's just like a lav that is cloaked in a positive language. Therefore, it's an Isser Doraisa. And since it's an Isser Doraisa, therefore we got a big problem. How can you say, Tinokot, Mutarim, Bikulan, the Gedolim, give it to the Ketanim? We know you're not allowed to do that. Must be! You got a big problem. However, the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that these Inuyim mitzvah lishpot. This is just what? A bitul of a mitzvah taseh. There's a shita in the Rishonim, says the Birkas Avraham, possibly you can read it within the Rambam, that the isur of lo ta'achilum only applies by a lav, but not by a bitul mitzvah taseh. The Rambam will answer the question of the Ran, that only if it would be a lav, then you have a problem of lo ta'achilum. That's why it's always important to know what category is the mitzvah, is the isur. This is one beautiful answer that the Birkas of Rambam would say, that the Rambam would answer. No problem, inuim or daraisa. As we're going to read, Shabbaton, we're going to talk about Masrach HaKtuv V'Chachamim, like we said, from Shabbaton. But I, how do we say, Bekulan Mutarim, the Gdom could give to him, we have an Isur Doraisa of Lo Ta'achilum. The Ran left it as a big question mark. Tzarech Iyun, must be maybe that they're all Midrabanan. Says the Birkas of Rome, the Rambam's going to hold like the Rishon that the Beis Yosef brings down also. That says what? That the Inuyim are only a bitul mitzvah aseh. It says mitzvah aseh lishpot, Shabbat, Shabbaton. And the Isur of lo ta'achilum does not apply to a bitul mitzvah aseh. That's one answer. Answer number two says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the other sheet I gave you. They are the Inuim are Doraisa. Ah, how can you feed it to them? The answer is because that Isser only applies by Lavin, because they're different gradations. So the Lav is a higher Isser. But a Bitul Mitzvah Naseh, you don't have a problem. That's one answer. The second answer, and with this we'll conclude and start Chazara, is Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. I gave you this sheet also. I don't know if you brought it up here. He gives an amazing answer also, based on other Achronim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, everyone knows who Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He wrote Sfarim called Mikrei Kodesh. He wrote response to literature called the Har Tzvi. His great-grandson is still alive. He's a Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim. It's either his grand, I think it's a grandson, Rav Yonasan Sachs, who used to be the Rosh Hashiva in YU, not the chief rabbi of England. Okay, Rav Yonasan Sachs, who used to be the Rosh Hashiva in YU, now he's Rosh Hashiva in Landers. He's also, I think, either a grandson or a great-grandson. So he gives, and I photocopied the sheet, I gave it to you if you didn't bring it up, an unbelievable answer also, which is, how do you have to attack the question? We said, lo ta'achilum. How do you deal with Yom Kippur? He answers that there. You always have to look, and this is one of these classical chakiras, when does lo ta'achilum apply? And maybe by Yom Kippur it doesn't apply. What does that mean? Why would it not apply by Yom Kippur? Let's find it. Say it outside, I'd rather read it. Here. What page? Thank you. What do you do? I only photocopied your Kufnum Gimel or Kufnum Dalet? Okay. Of course, I'm Kufnum Dalet. The answer that he gives is that there's a concept called an Isser Gavra and an Isser Chavtza. What? It's on Kufnum Beis? I have to find it. Where is it? Parentheses. Yeah. There it is. Thank you. Aleph in page Kufnam Beis, if you have it. The lo domi achilas haktani b'yom haKippur klal l'shar isurei Torah. This is the reason he says. Why are you allowed to mutter l'achil b'yadayim, even if it's an iser d'oraisa normally? Because over there, when is the application of lo ta'achilum? That's only when the cheftza, the object, is a ma'achal of iser. Lo ta'achilum says, I cannot give pork to my kids. I can't give crab to my kids. Because that's a Isra Chavz. As opposed to the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur, is that an Isra of Chavz? No. I can't give kosher food to my kids. So what's it called? So what's the problem? Why can't I eat it on Yom Kippur? Because I can't eat it. The Torah says there's an Isra Gavra. I'm not allowed to eat it. Therefore, explains the Achronim here that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frink brings down, that what? Therefore, even though the Inuyim are an Isra Doraisa, still the Isra of Lo Ta'achilum is not a problem. It doesn't apply. Why? Because the Isra of Lo Ta'achilum only applies to an Isra Chefza, like pork, or things that are bacon, things that are mamish, asr, treif, right? Asr Chefza. As opposed to Yom Kippur, why can other papas give it to the Ketanin? Because the Isra is only Isra Gavra. It's kosher food, I can't give them Bizli, can't give them Bamba, right? Because it's an Isra Gavra. And there's no problem giving it over. Okay? The one other piece, which we didn't do, which we're not going to do now, is the major problem on the run, which somebody asked me yesterday, so I think it might have been Charlie, that asked me the question, that he's saying that Tinokot Mutarin B'Kulan must be, and we answer this question with this Yesod, you should know. Or maybe Noach asked it to me also. Tinokot Mutarin B'Kulan, what forced them to say? Because Mutarin B'Kulan must be the Tanisa de Rabbanon, the Inuim are de Rabbanon, Chutz Minilat Sandal, a bomb question on the run. Everybody should ask me the bomb question on the run. Listen to it again. Tinokot mutarim bekulan chutz minilat sand. Says the Gemara later on in Peibet. This teaches me lo tochum lo tachilum. That what? That the gedolim can't give to the ketanim. So he says, if they're all d'oraisa, how could this be? Lo tochum lo tachilum. Must be that the inuim are derabanan. What about? That's one side of the question. What's the other side of the question? What about Achir and Shkia? We spent the whole week saying Zerushava Doraisa. Everybody said that. Oh, yeah, yoy. What do we do about that? Okay, but the question is how? Right? It's Kasha on the run. Right? So there are two approaches how to answer that. Number one is that the Rambam Lashita To, as opposed to what the Ran assumed, what did the Ran assume? Must be it's Midrabbanan. You know why it's Midrabbanan? Because we're not talking about Sakanas Nefashos, because these things are all Ta'anug. So I got a big problem. These are Derabbanans. Say, so answers the Rambam, if you look at the Parish of Shinayas here, which we're going to do on Sunday. Achil and Shtia is Sakanas Nefashos for a Katan. Since it's Sakanas Nefashos, therefore that's why that's an exception that the Gadol can give to the lunchroom to the Katan. But with what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank just answered, again, it's beautiful, that even though 100% Achil and Shtia is different, it's an Issa D'oraisa, but what? The Issa of Lo Ta'achilum is only applying by an Issa Chefza, but not by the Issa Gavra. Okay? We're going to go down now for Chazara. Okay? I'm available to sit down. Okay, everyone, there are questions that everyone, I'm hoping Zachariah printed it up. If not, we're going to do it right now. The plan is that everyone should be chavrusa, take the questions, read everything inside, go over it. If I went too fast now, with what we just did now, make sure to go over it inside. And the plan is that at 12 and 12:10, which we'll decide, we'll come up here, we'll have a chazar shir, make sure everyone is doing it during Seder. Make sure you're reading inside. Make sure you're answering the questions that your friends wrote up. And then we'll have the Parsha Shmooze after. If you have questions, let's go downstairs. Let's just get started. Before you start.